Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 60. And we're going to a fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. Now we say, no way, we will not believe in vain. We are keeping the focus on the gospel. And what's the gospel? For I delivered unto you that which I also received, how that Christ died. So that is what we're looking at. How that Christ died. We are on the events leading to Christ's death. But you see, the events are nothing in comparison with what was happening in the spirit realm. Here were men full of jealousy, men who didn't want Christ to shine. They were the ones in charge. They were the high priests. They were the ones Sanhedrin. They were the Sadducees and Pharisees. These were the people of the day. They were in charge. Why should you come and shine? Why you are not of us? Why should you come and outdo us? Why are you working miracles? Why are you doing that? Yeah, so because of that, they have to send him to be crucified. Now, they were doing it out of jealousy, but they didn't know they were puppets in the hands of Satan. Satan was the one moving them, but also they were fulfilling scripture. They were fulfilling scripture. And as I said to you before, fulfill good scripture, not evil scripture. Not evil scripture. Okay, so now Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. We're on John chapter 19. He took Jesus and scourged him. And do you know why he scourged him? Because these were stripes Jesus was receiving. And why was he receiving these stripes? He, remember all along I said, he is your substitute. Jesus, your substitute, is receiving the stripes on his back. Jesus, your substitute, is receiving these stripes. For what purpose? He was going to fulfill what Isaiah 53 said. And with his stripes, he said, we are healed. And then 1 Peter 2:24 will say, and by whose stripes? Ye were healed. So healing, he went there to purchase healing for you. But the physical stripes cannot be compared with the spiritual blows that Jesus is going to receive. So we will go into all these scriptures. You will see them plainly. They were written before he came. These were all written before he came. So Pilate is trying to get Jesus out of the hook by scourging him and then giving him up and saying, listen, look at him. I have beaten him. I have done all that. Let him go so that rather Barabbas, the robber, can be crucified. They said, no way. We want him dead. If you do not crucify him, then you are not a friend of Caesar. So verse 19 of chapter 19, verse 1 says, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, gave him the stripes, and that was the purchase for your healing. We will go into all that. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put him in a purple robe and said, King of the Jews, they were prophesying, smote him, King of the Jews, and they hand. Smote him with their hands, were slapping him, bam, 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 King of the Jews. You know, sometimes when you are going through such phases of life where people have lied about you, lied so bad, and right now when they put lies in the social media, it is worse. All over, you cannot control what is going out. People are talking about you, talking behind your back. You read some of them and tears are flowing. You say, why are people doing? Listen, don't even ask why. Don't even ask why. Your master, your Lord, he went through the same thing. On a higher dimension, what you're going through is nothing in comparison with what Christ went through. So this is the way the master went, And we as believers will sometimes go through things like this, and we should not be shaken by them. We should not be shaken by them at all. I say, these things go on anywhere there is power. These things will go on. If there is a man who can say you go up and you go up, a man who can say you go, you come down and you come down. When there is a man like that, I'm telling you, these things go on. Jealousy in the hearts of men will move them to do anything. Prefer a robber. Yes, they will get some. Listen, whatever work you're doing, sometimes they will get somebody who can do that kind of work to come and compete with you. When immediately they hear the head of the institution saying that, oh, this guy is very good with the computer. You know, he did this and he did, this for me. And hey, immediately get ready. Listen, if they have to employ somebody, the person is a drunk, the person is a chaser of skirts, the person is his life is dubious, they will even have that one. They prefer the robber. The robber should come. Anything that can unseat you, anything that can outshine you, they will employ it. They will like that thing. They prefer that to your light. And sometimes you don't listen. Don't get sleepless nights over this. It is so normal. And I've told you, wherever there is a man who can say come down and you can come down, or a man who can say go up and you can go up, expect such things. Expect them in whichever field. In whichever field they are there. So if you're facing anything, oh, come on, walk in love, walk in the agape love. You are so blessed. Bye.